Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on Zakat. Style of the Muhaddiseen is first in a chapter, they will bring the ayat of the Quran to show the evidence and the proof and the importance from the Quran Sharif of the specific topic. If that topic that they are speaking about, the ayat that are related directly, then Muhaddiseen will bring these ayat to prove and to show that topic that they're speaking about. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought ayat of the Quran, which we discussed. Then he brought a hadith to show from the hadith that what topic he is speaking about on zakat, what the hadith have to say. And generally, they would bring a hadith that will show the fazail, will show the subut, the proof for what they're speaking about. And then the latter part, they would bring a hadith that will speak about the wa'id. So at the moment, we're still going through that section where Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought the hadith speaking about the proof, as far as the, as well as the benefits of the specific topic, the fazilat that is mentioned in hadith, etc. So we are at that portion now when speaking about zakat. And Abi Ayyub, radiallahu anhu, anna rajulan qala lin nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akhbirni bi amalin yudkhiluni al jannah. Qala ta'budu Allah wa la tushriku bihi shay'a, wa tuqimu salata wa tu'ti zakata, wa tasilu rahim, muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abu Ayyub, radiallahu anhu, narrates that a man asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me of an action that will ensure my entrance into paradise. What a beautiful question. Tell me of an action that will ensure my entrance into paradise, that will enter me, that will be a means of me entering into Jannah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without ascribing any part to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, establish salah, give zakah, so this is how this ties up with the topic that we are doing. Give zakah, discharge your zakah, and maintain family ties. The ulama explained that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had explained these actions. So he shows us how important these actions is. The first is believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without ascribing any partners to him. The next is a person performing his salah. The next is discharging his zakah. And then the next one mentioned in this hadith is a person that maintains family, that keeps his family ties. This is something that is very important. Unfortunately, in this busy world that we are at the moment, people find it very hard to make time to even visit close relatives, aunts, uncles, cousins, families. People find it very difficult to take out time to visit these people. If a person can't visit, at least make a phone call, or try and maintain family ties. Because in this hadith, it shows us how important it is. It is good next to imaniyat, next to salah, next to zakat, comes maintenance of family ties. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna arabiyan, atan nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqala ya Rasulullah, dullani ala amalin idha amiltuhu, dakhaltu al-jannah. But Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that a villager, a Bedouin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, show me such an action that if I do it, I will enter into Jannah. قَالَ تَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ لَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْعًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, these words of the hadith are very similar to the one that we just did. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his Bedouin that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not ascribe any partner to him. وَتُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. The next thing he told him is, you establish salah. وَتُؤْتِ الزَّكَاةِ. Discharge your zakat. وَتُؤْتِ الزَّكَاةَ الْمَفْرُوضَةِ. Discharge that obligatory zakat upon you. وَتَصُومُ رَمَضَانَ. You fast in the month of Ramadan. This year now is that change from the previous hadith. The previous one had the last part as maintaining family ties. This hadith is saying, وَتَصُومُ رَمَضَانَ. Sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would look at the person that is asking, and according to the need, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give an answer. Therefore, sometimes you'll find that a person can't just take a question and answer off the radio and say that applies to every situation. Very often, the answer is dependent on the person that is asking. In his situation, something may be more important than the person that is in the next situation. For example, a poor person is asking the question. Now, you won't tell him the most important thing for you to do is discharge your zakat. There's no zakat on a poor person. So according to the person that is asking, the question or the answer takes that type of reply. So therefore, not everything can be taken. General things, yes, with namaz, person with regards to his salah, with regards to wuzu, with regards to ghusl, these are general things. But sometimes specific things, like how you go to a doctor, for one patient, he'll give a specific dosage. The next patient can't say, I got the same sickness, so I must take. The doctor knows why he's giving one patient a little bit more, one patient a little bit less, why he's choosing a different medication for this patient, why he's choosing a different In his mind he knows. So like that, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would answer, many times it would be according to the person that is asking the question. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, قَالَ وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ I take an oath in that person, in that zat, in whose hands my life is. لَا أَزِيدُ عَلَى هَذَا وَلَا لَا أَزِيدُ عَلَى هَذَا This person took a oath and he said, I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will not increase upon this. فَلَمَّا وَلَّا When this person turned away to go, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba that were there because they saw the whole scene that his bedouin came and he asked the question, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the answers. So when he turned away after saying this, that I will, wallahi, I'll do exactly what you are telling me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told sahaba, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من سره أن ينظر إلى رجل من أهل الجنة فلينظر إلى هذا Whoever it pleases you that you see a man from the men of Jannah, then look at this man. Look at this man because the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم understood that this man was a sincere person. He was very sincere in what he is asking. So if you want to see, they say, چلتے پھرتے جنتی The جنتی that is walking in the dunya, then look at this man. This is a man that is a person that is walking in Jannati, that is walking in this dunya. He shows us how important this is. He came to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one of the things that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him was discharge of zakat. A short hadith and then we terminate. An Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu qal, Bayatu Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala iqami salah wa ita'i zakat wa nushi li kulli muslim. What a beautiful hadith. Short hadith, but power packed. Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu says that I took a pledge with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I will perform salah, I will discharge zakat, and I will wish well for every Muslim. Wish well means that whenever you're dealing with any Muslim, you're acting in his interest, you're not looking at your interest. You're doing a deal with a person, but you're looking at his interest, how he can score, not looking how I can score. And any person, with that matter, person is asking you for mashwara, you're putting him first before yourself. Before that incident comes to mind, Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he needed one house. He needed a house, a second house he needed. He had one house and the neighbor's house had come up for sale. And this was ideal for him. Ideal because he is directly next door. Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali had two wives. So for whatever reason, he needed now a second house. So this house next door had come up for sale. But the owner of the house had come to him. He said, Mawlana, that I got a job. I got a job far away and I want to sell my house, therefore I put it onto the market. I want to sell my house and I want to go to that other town and start my job there. What is your mashwara? So Mawlana knew that he needed the house. He could have told the person, very good, you sell it to me, I will buy the house. He told him, don't sell your house. The better thing for you to do is go to the town, start the job. If you're happy with the job and now you're sure you're going to stay there, then you sell this house and you buy a house there. So in other words, he gave mashwara according to that person's interest, not according to his own interest. This is what you call wishing well for the next Muslim. You look to see what helps him, what will benefit him. Don't always look to see what will benefit us. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.